Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about intuition, and specifically introverted intuition, which is one of the key qualities of being an INFJ. And the funny thing, I think, is that even though it's one of our superpowers, it's one of those things that really defines an INFJ. It's one of those distinguishing features of an INFJ and an INTJ is their introverted intuition. Although I feel like the INFJs are a little bit more connected to their intuition than INTJs are. INTJs are way too logical, I feel, sometimes to grasp the intricacies and the depth of their intuition. But that's just my impression of it. But I find it fascinating that even though it is one of those things that is an integral part of us, we are still so confused by it and we are still so mystified by it. It is one of those mysteries that I think is more important for us to solve than any other mystery out there. a couple of days ago, a friend of mine, a female INFJ friend of mine, messaged me saying, you know, how do we know these things? As I message her sometimes saying, you know, how did I know this? How do we know these random things? And I wanted to share her story just to begin this video. So she went to med school, and so she has a friend from med school, a female friend, and they're not very close. She says they're acquaintances, and so she suddenly had this thought in her head as she was working through her day that she hadn't talked to her friend in a while. It had been maybe a couple of months or a couple of a year, maybe. I have no idea. It's been a while. And so she was thinking to herself that she should message her and ask her what's going on with her. And in the next instant, she had this fleeting feeling that that comes up to us. The intuition bubbles up to the surface in that way, that said she's probably pregnant. And, you know, obviously afterwards, my friend tried to explain to me, you know, how did I get to this? Maybe it was because of these three things that happened or these four things that happened. And so, interestingly enough, as all of you guys probably know, it's really hard to explain to ourselves how we come to these random conclusions. Now, what happened with her story is that she messaged me after and she said, so I called my friend, obviously, to check up on her, to see if she's doing well, if everything is fine with her. And of course, she says that, you know, everything's good, we're busy, everything is fine, the kids are a little sick. And guess what? I'm pregnant again. Yeah. Now, of course, this kind of sounds like a plot of a movie. Yeah, you're watching and you're like, yeah, exactly. This is exactly what I expected. But the problem here is that how did she know? And that's the basic essence of this video, is that how do we know these things? Now, how does anyone who has intuition, anyone who is intuitive in any sense of the word, how are they able to garner these conclusions based on sometimes nothing? You're literally sitting there. She's literally sitting there on her desk doing some paperwork, something related to her work. And this thought popped up in her head randomly. Yeah, it's not like she was like, all right, let me think about this for a second. And let me think about what other conclusions I can make out of this. Or she didn't consciously think about it. It was a conclusion that popped up into her head, as intuition often does. Mostly does. 99% of the cases, it pops up like that, just randomly, in a way where it seems like it's not even important. The thought will come into your head for a fleeting second and it'll just disappear after if you don't hold on to it, and it's as if it's nothing important, right? So how does it appear? And so one of the conclusions, or one of the ideas that I had specifically about it, one of the ways I explain my intuition to myself, because again, as an INFJ, we need this explained. I don't know why, but we have this intense desire to explain where all these conclusions are coming from. We are not just satisfied with getting the conclusion and then using it to our benefit. We actually want to know where it's coming from. Right? Why is it there? What did I look at? What did I see that caused me to make this conclusion that is obviously accurate? And so one of my conclusions, or one of my ideas about this, is that I think it has to do with the collective consciousness. Now, I know it's a very abstract term, so it's probably a little bit difficult to grasp or to grasp the idea or to grab it by the horns. But basically what the idea is that, you know, obviously my friend's friend, the one who's pregnant now, she obviously is connected to the collective consciousness, and we are connected to it, and my friend's connected to it. We're all connected to it. We're all kind of pushing in information into the collective consciousness's database. It's a huge database, millions and trillions and I don't know how many gazillions of gigabytes or terabytes of information in there, right? And so we're all kind of contributing to that collective consciousness. We're all, you know, if I read a book today, I'll make a conclusion from it, and then again, that conclusion taps into the collective consciousness and feeds into it, right? So everyone's feeding into the collective consciousness in their own way, in their own time, in their own lifespans. And so, of course, my friend's friend, once she figured out that she was pregnant, pushed that information into the collective consciousness. And one of the things that my friend was doing while her brain was rummaging around and while her subconscious was roaming around doing its thing was tapped into it and was able to get that data. Now, of course, that's on the quantum level, perhaps. But what I also think is a factor in this is that our subconscious is processing billions of bits of information every second. I don't know exactly what the stats are on this, but you can definitely Google it. Obviously, our conscious brain, I think, processes 1,000 or 2,000 bits of information per second or something like that, whereas our subconscious is processing billions, millions of bits at least of information every second. Hundreds and thousands of bits of information is coming at us at all moments in time. I'm standing here, obviously, talking to you guys right now, but I can see through my peripheral vision all the different things that are going on. There's someone cleaning something up there, and I can hear that through my peripheral hearing. And then, you know, there's like trees waving about and leaves rustling and flowers in the distance, and all that stuff is actually coming into my subconscious. I'm taking it all in, processing it at the subconscious level. And I think that's another thing that happens with introverted intuition, is that it is always constantly processing that information at the subconscious level. You're getting hundreds of thousands of bits of information every minute, every second, but your conscious mind is not able to, or not capable of even dealing with that information. It just goes to your subconscious right away. But what happens is that with introverted intuition, you're able to manipulate that data. You're able to go through that data, cull through it, figure out what's important, figure out what's not important, make connections. And that's the big thing, is the making connections. What happens is that with introverted intuition, you're constantly making connections. So if you imagine a funnel, all this information is coming into the funnel, and then from that, you're able to make these intricate connections, these webs of connections, where you're like, yeah, this is connected to that. I don't know how, but it is. Or I know how, and this is how. And so you're making all these connections, all of these intricate connections, and all of these conclusions emerge because of these connections, because of all the information that you're processing through your subconscious. Yeah. And so that's, again, one of those things that I think contributes to it. The last thing I would say that contributes to it, in my opinion, of course, these are all my opinions, is the fact that we are able to, as introverts and as people who are not really really interested in social events as much, and we do spend a lot of time by ourselves in our rooms, in the silence, in the stillness, just watching ourselves, watching our thoughts, and listening to ourselves, learning more about ourselves, learning about the world. And because of all that stillness, all that silence, and all that solitude, I believe that we're able to make our introverted intuition work better. And it has the space, I think, to make all these connections, because we're not always bombarding ourselves with information. We're not always bombarding ourselves with social events and people and noise, right? And because of that, we have the space, our subconscious has the space to make these connections, to make these conclusions, and of course, to send them up over to the conscious mind if it thinks that it's important, right? And so that's why you don't really get these aha moments or these intuitive moments all the time, because of course it's making a lot of conclusions and getting a lot of interesting data, but it's not important, right? As soon as you start thinking about something though, your subconscious is like, oh, she's thinking about her friend. I made a conclusion about her that she might be pregnant. Let me send that up to the conscious mind, and it bubbles up to the surface and you start thinking about it. That's what happened to my friend. So this is how I've been thinking about it, of course. These are my theories, and of course I have no idea if it's true or not. This is just the way I believe it works, and this is how I look at my introverted intuition. I think of it as a great tool, and I'm always trying to learn more about it. I'm always trying to be like, all right, how did I come to that conclusion? Why did I come to that conclusion? Why did I come to that conclusion rather than that conclusion, right? And so I'm just always trying to learn how it works, just trying to piece it out a little bit. Again, if this makes sense to you, obviously message me and let me know what you guys think about it, what your theories are. And if it doesn't, if you have a question, comment below and I shall do another video on it. Thank you so much again for watching. And if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. It's in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.